This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
You're listening to the Kona Edge. If it's the first time you're joining us, welcome. It's good to have you with us. This is the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying and racing on the Big Island in Hawaii. And today we talk some swimming. We head into the water to catch up with a returning guest. We spoke to her last week, Wednesday. If you haven't listened to her story, go back, scroll down through the feed. I think you will get a lot out of it. It was an amazing chat. I'm talking about Sophie Bubb. And we'll head over to my chat with her in just a second. Before we do that, though, a big thank you to our sponsor for this edition of the Kona Edge. It was brought to you by Wheel Science. If you're looking for high performance race wheels, then make sure you check out Wheel Science. They've got race wheels from literally $800, and they are a fraction of the price that you would pay with other big brands. Okay, they've done a whole bunch of independent testing. They are UCI approved as well. And the best part about it, they've got a lifetime guarantee worldwide. So if there's a problem with manufacturer 5-10 years from now, all you do, let Peter know and he'll sort you out. It's an amazing deal. Go check it out. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels. And just because you're a loyal listener of the Kona Edge, they'll give you 10% discount if you use the coupon code KonaEdge at checkout. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels. The link is in the podcast player as well. Welcome back onto the Kona Edge. It's good to have you with us, and we head back to the UK now to catch up with Sophie Bubb. Sophie, welcome back onto the podcast. Thanks for your time on the Kona Edge today.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Sophie, let's talk some swimming and sort of how the role it plays in your sort of training. Out of the three disciplines, where would you rate your swim? Is it your strongest? Is it your weakness?
Definitely my weakest. I think I it's funny because I grew up surfing a lot and on the water sailing. And yeah, I don't like getting wet. It's always been a bit of a conundrum. I never quite understood why all my passions seem to revolve around the water. And I just don't like getting wet. Yeah, I've just flatlined. I think my first ever Ironman swim was like 103 and it stuck there. And then in Kona, it dropped to 107 last year. And I somehow never make improvements. I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but it's definitely my least favorite of the three.
I was going to say, is it for a lack of trying, or is it still something you're working particularly hard on?
I have been, until I broke my collarbone, I was putting a huge amount of effort into it. But I think I'm now 11 weeks into a broken collarbone. I haven't had any healing in the last 5 weeks, so I've had to make a massive cut on my swim. I'm going to drown when I get to Kona this year, I think. I'm terrified. I'm not doing very much swimming. I'm now down to the maximum of 30-minute sessions, and I'm trying to swim every other day and hope in 5 weeks' time when I get my next scan, or 4 weeks' time, that they're not going to tell me off again for overdoing it.
As far as the swim flatlining, what do you put that down to? I mean, I often ask people, like, what's the one thing you've done that's moved the needle? But it doesn't sound like your needle's moved on your swim. I mean, what is it? Is it a theoretical thing, or are you still trying to figure out how to move that needle?
So actually, no, I lied. The first swim I did, from my first event to my second event, I went and got some swim smooth coaching and video analysis. And I dropped a massive, like, 10 minutes through focusing on my technique. And that was the big, big game changer for me, was actually getting swim coaching. Where I live and the way I have to train, there aren't any squads near me, and I do all my training on my own. And so, I think potentially I need to get more, got the opportunity. And I think the reason I haven't improved now is down to strength. Before I did my collarbone, I was doing a lot of strength work. And actually starting to swim, rather avoiding swimming.
So, tell me a little bit about that strength work that you were doing to essentially improve your swim.
So for about a year, I've been, last year until I did my collarbone, I was struggling with a rotator cuff issue where, I constantly had a sore right shoulder. So it was so difficult trying to balance getting volume against a sore shoulder and So then I tried wrestling it a lot last year, and then I finally went, I'm going to do strength. And actually, I felt like it was getting a lot stronger before I did my collarbone. I was just doing a lot of, I invested in some weights at home so I could do that when the kids are in bed. And I was trying to sort of lift some stuff about 3 times a week. And it was all focusing on trying to strengthen up my rotator cuff.
All right, brilliant.
And swimming with paddles as well. I was swimming a lot with paddles to try and get my strength up.
As far as, even though it's not your favorite discipline, do you have any sort of favorite workouts that you enjoy more than the ones you hate?
Yeah, I do. Well, I swim on my own quite a lot. So I got a tempo trainer. And I really enjoy swimming with a tempo trainer so that I know that I'm keeping a steady pace, on lengths. I'm probably not the person to ask about this, but, I started this year before I did my collarbone again, was using CSS and then doing sort of, I realized that I flatline on my pace. And so, I had this horrible time where I there's 3 laps of my local lake where my coach said to me, do the first lap slow, the second lap fast, and the third lap slow or whatever, and cruise the first lap. Absolutely. At the end of the third lap, had to like stop and get my breath back, and then did the third lap. And then when I looked at my times, I was like, wow, all three are the same. That was quite depressing. So I realized that I totally flatlined and just swam at one speed, however much effort I put in. So I've been working on pacing with my tempo trainer in the pool, and I've got various different sets that I do based around pace at the moment to try and differentiate between my different, what I perceive to be fast, medium, and slow, which there's not that much difference between them.
Your swimming sounds like my running at the moment, which is quite funny, but I feel you. Brilliant. Sophie, I look forward to talking a little bit about your bike, but we'll save that for next time out. Thanks for your time on the Cone Edge today.
Thank you very much for having me. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much to Sophie, and thank you to you for listening to this episode of the podcast. Don't forget, if you haven't left us a review on iTunes yet, please do. It only takes a couple of seconds, and it really helps us grow the podcast, and I'll give you a shout-out on the show as well. Make sure that you leave your social media handle on that review too, so that I can say thanks on the Twitters or on the Instagrams or on the Facebooks. So, yeah, I'd really appreciate it if you would do that. Before I go, a big thank you to the sponsor of this edition of the Cone Edge. It was brought to you by Wheel Science. If you're looking for high-performance wheels at half the price, all you need to do, go to this URL, theconaedge.com/wheels. You can click on the link just below this podcast as well in the player you're listening to. And if you use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout, they'll give you 10% discount. That's KONAEDGE at checkout, 10% off. Make sure you go check that out, okay? And that's it. We're back again tomorrow. Have yourself a superb one. Till then, cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for The Kona Edge.